Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Glass Lewis Proxy Talk. Before we get started, I'd like to remind everyone that our conference call series, and this call in particular, should not be considered a solicitation of proxies by Glass Lewis & Co. Glass Lewis has not sought permission to do so from the Securities and Exchange Commission, nor will it. This call is for information purposes only and should not be construed as providing investment advice. In addition, Glass Lewis makes no representation or warranty regarding the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of any statement, information, opinion, or view presented by its guest speakers. As a reminder, this conference call is being recorded and will be available on the Glass Lewis website.
Hello, and thank you for joining us today. I'm Courtney Keating, the Director of Environmental, Social, and Governance Research at Glass Lewis. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about the partnership that Glass Lewis has recently formed with Sustainalytics and one of the newest features that we've added to our proxy papers. In conjunction with Sustainalytics, in the last several months, Glass Lewis has added an environmental, social, and governance page that allows our clients to get a better sense of how a company is performing with respect to ESG issues. With me today, I'm so glad to be joined by Matt Raimondi, who is the Manager of Advisory Services at Sustainalytics. And together, we're going to be giving an overview of our new ESG profile page and giving clients some more insight about how to use it and where the inputs that are displayed in the proxy paper are coming from. So to start off, maybe I'll give a little background about our partnership. About a year ago, Glass Lewis and Sustainalytics formally announced that we'd start integrating Sustainalytics data into our system. We received a lot of feedback from our clients in recent years that ESG is becoming more and more important to them. And given that Sustainalytics is one of the leading ESG data services, we thought that partnering with them would give our clients a lot of really valuable perspective into some of the environmental and social risks faced by companies. Our partnership really has two facets. The first was to allow users of Glass Lewis's voting platform, Viewpoint, to have the ability to incorporate ESG factors into their custom voting policies, to tailor workflow and reporting with various ESG criteria, and to access the full Sustainalytics ESG data set for analysis, screening, voting, and engagement purposes. The second facet of our partnership was to co-develop a new ESG profile page, which is what we're going to be going over today. So at this point, Matt, maybe I'll turn it over to you. I know that it's pretty clear what kind of benefits Glass Lewis is getting from the partnership with Sustainalytics, but maybe you could talk a bit more about what Sustainalytics is and why you chose to partner with us.
Yeah, so thanks, Courtney. So it's a pleasure to be speaking with you today and helping to provide Glass Lewis clients with more information on the ESG profile pages. So we're really excited to be partnering with Glass Lewis. And just to give you a little bit of background on Sustainalytics, as Courtney mentioned, so we are a provider of ESG research data and analytics. We work with hundreds of asset managers, pension funds, and other financial markets participants all over the world, helping them to integrate ESG ratings and our research into their investment processes, including portfolio management and also voting. So in the past few years, we've seen a significant increase in the number of investors who are considering environmental, social, and governance factors in their investment processes. This includes voting and also a movement to integrate ESG factors into the voting processes. So in forming this partnership with Glass Lewis, we saw a great opportunity to provide investors with a set of solutions that helps them to more completely address all of their ESG needs across the investment value chain. So including, importantly, to effectively align proxy voting and ESG risk management activities.
So one of the first things when you look at the ESG profile page is you'll see the ratings that are provided by Sustainalytics. So I was hoping you might be able to go into a little bit of color about what Sustainalytics ESG ratings actually measure.
So Sustainalytics ESG ratings measure how well the issuers are managing their environmental, social, and governance issues that are most material to their business. So at Sustainalytics, we've developed a structured, objective, and transparent methodology that we use to assess a company's ability to mitigate their ESG risks. Within the ESG profile page, you'll see an overall ESG score. This is derived from the sum of the weighted average of the underlying indicators and the scores that we've assessed for the environmental, social, and governance pillars. So we look at over 60 to 80 material indicators for each company. And the overall ESG score that's displayed shows one of five different performance assessment categories that are all based on their relative performance to the company's comparative industry. So the possible performance categories that you'll see within the ESG profile is leader, outperformer, average performer, underperformer, and laggard.
Thank you so much. So you kind of talked about the ESG score that we're giving them, the overall score, but I was hoping maybe we could talk a bit more about the other information that's included in the ESG profile, and how did we kind of select the information that's going to be included there?
Yeah, of course. So the data points that are included in the ESG profile page were selected to give Glass Lewis clients a high-level overview of a company's ESG performance that would help to complement Glass Lewis's research and help corporate governance professionals to view companies through an ESG lens. So ideally what we want to do is give Glass Lewis clients more information than they've ever had before. As such, what we focus on three key areas that you'll see within the ESG profile page. So the first looks at a company's overall performance, which, as I mentioned, is broken into five categories. We also include commentary from the company analyst there. Second, you'll see that we've highlighted notable controversies that we've identified through our controversy research. And lastly, we provide a product involvement information that looks at a company's most significant involvement across 10 of the most common product involvement areas, such as tobacco and alcohol.
And you talked a bit about the controversy levels, and I was hoping you could talk a bit about why, like how you're determining these controversy levels, and maybe what kind of information is going into your determination. You know, what type of sources are you using, and how do you determine the level of a controversy at a given company?
So Sustainalytics collects and processes news from thousands of different sources globally in multiple languages every day. These pieces of news are processed on a daily basis by a dedicated incidents team that identifies the incidents that are relative to our analysis. So we're looking at tons of different news sources, NGO reports, things that you might be able to find, but it's all publicly available information. And once we identify an incident, then our analysts will tag and assess an incident based on the stakeholder impact and the business risk for each controversy. We then score the controversy using a hurricane scale, so 1 to 5. And for the ESG profile pages, we have categorized these as low, moderate, significant, high, and severe. And you'll see on the second page of the ESG profiles that we've highlighted the most notable controversies for each indicator, or for each issuer, with the severe being the most egregious controversy that the company could be involved in. So these are very serious incidents.
Great, thank you. That's really helpful. And another really, I think, valuable facet of the ESG profile page is that all of this is in the context of a company's peers. So we're showing, you know, how many controversies or what level of controversies the company is facing relative to its peer group. And similarly, we're showing kind of, is the company an average performer and how many of its peers are average performers? And so I was hoping you could get a little bit into how you guys select peers, because it's a bit different from how we select peers and how other peers are selected.
Certainly. So we identify peers or issuers using 42 comparative industry groups. And these are based on internationally accepted standards, but we've modified the classification slightly so that they are more meaningful comparability within the industry group. And as you noted, you know, it is important to note that the comparative industry, which is identified on the ESG profile page, is not necessarily directly aligned with the Glass-Lewis industry classification and may differ slightly.
Another question is, how often and when does Sustainalytics update its information? On our profile page, we'll see something at the top that says the last update and then I'll give a date. So I'm hoping you could talk a bit about what that last update means and also how your information is updated.
So we update the company ESG reports on an annual basis. And the data included in the ESG profile, so including the analyst commentary, reflects the data that was available during the last update cycle. So as an ESG research provider, we are looking to complement and complete our research once an issuer has published both their financial and ESG data. And so this may not necessarily align with the proxy research update cycle. So you asked about the last update date, and so what that means is that is essentially providing the reader with the most recent date that Glass-Lewis received data from Sustainalytics. It does not reflect the date that the data was last updated by a Sustainalytics analyst.
And then I was curious if you could talk about what some of the use cases of ESG within a voting environment are.
Yeah, certainly. So with these data points that you'll see within the ESG profile page, so as I mentioned before, so they're meant to be a high-level view of a company's overall ESG performance. Now, these data points can be a great way to flag some key issues that you should be considering during the voting process. So when you look through the analyst commentary, there's some great insight into a company's overall performance. It's also a good way to flag whether or not you want to dig into a company's ESG performance based on their overall score. The controversies that you'll see on the second page of the ESG profile provide a really important lens into some of the most notable news event or events and controversies that have faced a company. So whether they're involved in some sort of environmental issue or labor issues, those will be highlighted on that second page. And then in the product involvement section, that is a great way to understand if the company that you're looking at is involved in any areas that may be more sensitive to some investors. So we've seen an increase in more values-based investing where you may want to be excluding tobacco products or alcohol manufacturers from an investment portfolio. So these can be used for helping to basically use for a custom voting policy, and it can also be used for a number of other issues that Glass-Lewis can help you out with.
Great. Yeah, I think that will be very, very useful for our clients when making voting decisions. And a question we get a lot is, how are Sustainalytics ratings going to affect our voting recommendations and our research and analysis? So I thought I might get into that just a little bit. The short answer is the Sustainalytics information is not directly impacting our vote recommendations. We are making sure to note in our analysis if there's any sort of severe or high type of controversy. However, I would say that those are, generally things that we would be noting anyway. We are using Sustainalytics data. It's been very valuable for us. However, I do just want to say it's just been kind of one of many inputs that we're using. So the Sustainalytics information in our proxy paper is really helpful for us, and I think it will be really, really helpful for our clients, but it's not necessarily determinative of any sort of vote recommendation on election of directors or shareholder proposals or anything of that nature. Then I guess I have one final question for you, Matt, which is, how do we get in contact with Sustainalytics if we've got questions or if you're an issuer or, what are the various ways for us to reach out?
Investors and issuers can contact Sustainalytics regarding the content on the ESG profile page and our research methodology. If you do have questions, then I encourage you to go to the FAQ on Glass Lewis's website, which has a contact email address for Sustainalytics. And please don't hesitate to reach out to us with any questions on the content or methodology. If you're already a client of Sustainalytics, then I would encourage you to reach out to your designated client advisor with any questions that you have.
Great. Thanks, Matt. That's really helpful. So again, you know, we're really excited about this profile page. We're always looking for feedback on this. So if you do have questions or comments or anything of that nature, we would encourage you to get in contact with us either through your client service manager or through your salesperson, because we'd love to hear your thoughts. And, you know, we're looking to make this better in the coming years. So any input you have is very much appreciated. So finally, thank you so much to Matt for participating in this call. We appreciate you taking the time to speak to us about this really exciting partnership. If you would like a link to the audio or if you would like to view our show notes, please go to our website at glasslewis.com and you can access the call at the Glass Lewis blog. For more information, please email proxytalk@glasslewis.com. If there's ever an annual or special meeting coming up that you think warrants special attention and would merit some discussion with you or your colleagues, please don't hesitate to email us. Also, if you have comments about Proxy Talk that you wish to share with us, your feedback is always very much appreciated and will be taken into account as we structure our future calls. Thanks so much and have a great day.